Hey bitches, it's Nikki. I'm back. I'm over being so hard on myself and kicking myself in the ass. Did I relapse and fuck up? Yes. Yes, I did. And it was stupid. And I definitely learned a lesson. You know, I think what happens in recovery is you get a certain amount of time underneath you, and either you feel like you're able to do it, or, you know, it's like person, places, and things, right? You're supposed to stay away from the persons, the places, and things that trigger you. Well, I had the person, one of the people, throughout a lot of my life who triggered me, and then, and it's not to lay blame, I'm just saying what happened because it's my fault. But when I saw the pills, it was just like, I was so fucked up in the head at the time, you know? Like, I just saw my cousin almost die on my fucking couch, you know what I'm saying? And he's getting Narcan and all this shit. And I'm just like, I don't know, but I don't know if I'm coming, going, left, right, up, down. Like, my whole shit was fucked up. So I saw the pills and I was like, fuck it. And it was a total of four, so I took two and two. It was horrible. I didn't even get high. Like, it was just all around horrible. Like, a horrible experience. I was, like, in and out of consciousness. Because I haven't taken anything in so long. You know, I had no, I'm lucky I didn't die. And it was just awful. And then I spent, like, from that day till now, you know, I have no sense of time. It's been over a week. I was just depressed and beating myself up and, you know, calling myself a piece of shit and, you know, 4 years down the fucking drain and da 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 da. And then I talked to my therapist, I talked to my friend, psychiatrist, and I talked to my mother about it, and they were like, stop. Like, you've done so much work, you've come so far. Like, you know, you went from somebody who did, like, almost every drug known out there, you know, since you were 14, to being sober for 4 years, you know, like, almost 4 years. So, like, you know, relapse is sometimes a part of recovery. And just because you relapse, it doesn't negate the rest of that time. And so I'm back. Secondly, I do not recommend this. But I already knew my psychiatrist did not like lithium. And when you're on lithium, it's a very toxic drug. So you're supposed to get your blood done every month to make sure that toxic amounts of lithium are not in your blood. Nobody was doing that. I wasn't getting monthly blood work. So for all I knew, I could be, like, dying from a fucking lithium. You know what I mean? It's like, shit, if I'm going to die from a drug, I better get high off of it. No, lithium, you don't get it. Lithium, what I see now, zombified me. Seriously, like, zombified me. Because since I've been off of it, I've been kicking ass, like, all over the place. Doing a podcast, I have two YouTube channels, I'm writing a book about my life. I do this other thing, like a beauty app. I just been doing like a million things, you know. I got a new job. So the point of this is that if you relapse, don't let it bother you. And if you're on medication for depression, anxiety, what have you, always talk to your doctor. If you feel that something is not right, like you have no energy whatsoever, you have no drive to do anything whatsoever, like you could just sit and watch YouTube all fucking day or play games or whatever it is you like to fucking do, right? Something's not right. And for me, that's something that wasn't right was lithium. I got rid of lithium. I'm like a totally different person. And I'm not depressed. And I'm not, you know, because I thought that's what was going to happen. I was like, shit, like, I'm going to get off this lithium and I'm going to be depressed and, you know, whatever. No, I'm fine. I'm taking my other medications, just, you know, normal and You know, the nightmare pill is still working, which is awesome, but I do have some weird ass dreams. Like, they're not scary, but they're fucking weird. Like, weirder than normal for me, which is weird because I've always had really weird dreams. But I'd take a weird dream over a nightmare any day of the week. But, yeah, so I just wanted to, you know, catch up with you guys quick. It's like early in the morning here. I just woke up. And I'm gonna go back to sleep, but just trying to think of some topics for the podcast. I don't want to come on and I just want to come on and do free flow thought, because that is the point, right? The point is, this is my electronic journal, and I'm here so that people who are like me don't feel alone. And maybe they can learn something through my experiences. Or it's for somebody who doesn't have a problem but knows somebody who has a problem, so that you can understand what they're going through and help them and know, like, the do's and don'ts of communicating with that person. You know, like, everybody who's been depressed or is depressed has that one or all people around them going, snap out of it, da da da, get out of bed, take a shower, da da da. It's like, no, now you just made me more fucking depressed. You know what I mean? Because I can't. And you don't know how hard it is for me, you know? And I'm going to say real quick, it is important with addictions to, if you're sober from drugs, be careful what you get addicted to. Because for me, I became addicted to shopping. And I have so much shit that I'm just like donating. Because I didn't need it. It was a want, you know, a want, not a need. You know, nobody needs 20 mascaras and, you know, all this type of bullshit. So, you know, if you're going to get healthy and go to the gym and have that be your addiction, cool. If you're going to, you know, but also at the same time, work on you, you know, go to talk therapy. If you need medication, take your medications, you know, like, you have to balance yourself out, you know, like, think of yourself as like a scale, and you got to balance the scale out, you know, so you have to have a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And it has to even out. If it doesn't even out, you gotta balance it back out, bitch. You know? Like, that's just the way it is. So, I'm not even gonna keep you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Please comment. I'd love to hear from somebody. I'm gonna keep doing this. If I have no listeners, I'm gonna keep doing this. Because that's just kind of what I do. Like, it's so funny. I was on the phone with my therapist the other day, and she was like, so what do you plan on, you know, not with that, but planning about something? And I'm like, I'm Sagittarius. I'm like, I plan. I don't plan. I just do. And she started cracking up because she's Sagittarius too. And she's like, I fucking love that. She's like, that should be like a t-shirt, you know, like, I'm Sagittarius. I don't plan. I just do. And it's true, because I don't like plans either. Like, if I make a plan for, like, a week from now, I don't want to. And it's not that I don't want to do the thing. It's that I feel obligated to do that thing. And I don't like that feeling of obligation. Like, Sagittarians, we like to fly, be free, do what we want, when we want it, blah, blah, blah. Once we have plans, then it's like, eh. So she thought that was funny. So I might actually make a t-shirt like that. I think that'd be great. Or like a book or something. Not a book, but maybe that's what I'll call my book. I don't know. But yeah, I'm working on my book too. That's going to, you know, obviously be a task. But I have like 2 pages in. And I'm not going to make it like a huge book. I'm just going to make like an ebook, you know, whatever. Sell it on Amazon. But when that's done and everything, I'll let you guys know. But it's been almost it's 10 minutes. I'm going to let you guys go. Thank you so much for listening. Please take care of yourself first and take care of other people. Thank you so much, guys. Later.